Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees in time to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Night, and we are back after a 2 week long vacation, and I feel pretty good, but it is 105 degrees up here in the desert, and I tell you, it is hotter than hell. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Oh, things here in Texas, yeah, it was like man killer hot here, but starting like Monday, we've been getting some little downburst moving through that dropped the temperature some, kind of cool things off a little bit, but we've been getting hit with like I said, they've been short-lived, but like damn near tropical storm rain for like 30 minutes to hour at a time, and then the sun comes back out and heats everything up real good. We're doing good here. We're doing good down here in South Mid Texas, man. We 5x5 hanging in there. I'm on vacation this week, so I've been about as lazy as humanly possible. What's up, brother? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, you know, just trying to survive this Arctic blast last night. It got down to 89 degrees. You know, I'm freezing to death now. I almost caught pneumonia. But we got back up, and I just got out on the tractor and took a steam bath a little while ago. And basically, you know, everything's going good, you know. I mean, good for some, better for others, worse for some, worse for others, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, when we, before we took off, you know, we talked about the thing, and it's actually cleaning out now, and I'm starting to see where people are starting to pop their quilts and parents are starting to fight back, not just here in the United States, but everywhere with this junior bullshit that's going on, you know, and I don't think it's going to last much longer. What do you think, guys?
I didn't get a whole lot of that. Joseph, you were kind of breaking up and did you get all of that?
Something about this computer, this AI stuff. I know what he's talking about. This all of this bullshit here. But
yeah, and the gender affirming, you know, and parents are starting to cut back.
As long as we got cocaine in the White House, we're going to be fine, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be fine. We're going to be coca steady. As long as the Secret Service got a steady line of the booger sugar going into the Oval Office, we're going to be coca steady.
Right. Well, let me tell you, I brought that up. Now, I want to dispel a couple big-ass lies that it put out. Okay, now, it finally came out that it was found in the West Wing of the White House there. And let me tell you, tourists don't go into the West Wing of the White House, okay? That is strictly for staffers and guests of the White House, a.k.a. Photographers coming in, what have you like that. Let me tell you something. The security on the West Wing is way different than the security at the, you know, main entrances and stuff. First of all, if you're going into the West Wing, security there is something else. First of all, you got metal detectors. You're going to be scanned, and they have dogs. All right? Mm-hmm. Explosive sniffing and drug sniffing dogs, okay? So you're not going to carry anything through there, okay? Now, we finally had a little whistleblower come out and tell us that this was found. Of course, Hunter Biden has been staying at the White House. And it's a little office area there that he uses, and this is where the cocaine was actually found at, okay? So this is no secret. This is more bullshit being thrown out there. I mean, you know, and this really shouldn't surprise anybody.
Russell, they got video cameras everywhere there. I mean, they even got snipers there.
Well, Joseph, those video cameras are there for the Secret Service and the CIA. Those videos are highly classified, and you will never see them. Okay?
Exactly.
And Virgil is 100% right on that, because we can go back to the January 6th thing. You only saw the videos that the government wanted you to see. There are 11,000 hours, okay? Now, that's how many cameras are operating in that area, okay? There's 11,000 hours of videotape that nobody's seen.
Mm-hmm.
Which supposedly, and I believe it to be true, shows security letting the people in, waving people through the whole nine yards. And you're never going to see that. This was set up just like Las Vegas. And isn't it interesting? 4th of July, the day we celebrate.
Joseph, reposition that van.
And here we go.
How's that?
We're celebrating July the 4th, okay, which, mm-hmm. with the exception of Christmas, which we honor the birth of Jesus, is the most important holiday in American history, okay? This is the day that a bunch of farmers and a fledgling army took on the biggest empire in the world at the time and whipped their ass, okay? And what just happened? They turned loose their shooters on July 4th. There was all kinds of shootings in Louisiana, Texas, and Washington State that I know of. And Joe Biden comes out, and is he talking about how great America is? No, he comes out demanding gun control on July the 4th. Ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about these bastards, you're probably too dumb to talk to. I don't know. What do you think, Virgil?
Here it is, okay? You got all of these whistleblowers all over the news, all over. They're telling people, yes, the CIA manipulated the 2020 election. Yes, the CIA has manipulated elections all over the globe. Okay, mm-hmm. you have, okay, text messages. I'm with here with my father, want to know why you haven't honored the obligation, blah, 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 $5 million, changes hands, S&H trading stamps at the market one day, okay,
mm-hmm.
Back in the day. Okay, you got that going on. Then, okay, the booger sugar gate. Okay, that's coming in. Okay, American people, when are you going to realize that this is not a president elect? This is not his administration. This is not how it's supposed to work. This is a banana republic regime using banana republic tactics instead of, okay, we'll see who you like best in a free and fair election. Instead, oh no, we're going to prosecute and arrest our political opponents. Take a look at your world history. Take a look at the Congo. Take a look at Rhodesia. Take a look all over the world in these banana republic countries. India, mm-hmm. Pakistan, everything. This goes on with them. They arrest, imprison, and execute their political criticizers and opponents. And the same thing is happening here. It's happening everywhere, up from the White House on down to fucking school board meetings in this country today.
Let me add something to that, Virgil. Yes, we know that the election was stolen. There's absolutely no hiding it anymore. But let me tell you to the degree that these, for lack of a better word, agencies have deteriorated to, okay? They were going to bomb. Zelensky and the CIA were going to bomb power plant, a nuke plant down in southern Ukraine, all right? They couldn't even keep that secret, all right? So once again, the CIA has been caught with their pants down around their ankles on pulling this shit. Now, you know, the CIA and a couple senators are who put Zelensky in power, all right? That was not a fair election, and the so-called color revolution was paid for and bought by our tax dollars through the CIA. Okay? The corruption at such an extent that to not see it you'd have to be blind and deaf to not see it or hear it, okay? And this is going to continue to go on. And that's why you have our so-called representatives, whatever you want to call them. I won't call them leaders because they certainly aren't that. And Virgil has said this before, and I've said it, and you need to pay attention to what these people say, because when they get to talking and running their cock holsters, they never call our country what it is, a representative republic. They constantly call it a democracy. And you know why? Because a democracy is basically mob rule. You'd have five cities in the U.S. electing every official, and they're all corrupt and run by Democrats. That's why they fight so hard to try to do away with the Electoral College, because that is how your voice in the rural areas, smaller towns, that kind of stuff, is heard, okay? So it is very important to them to get rid of that, and we know they've been tried to do that, and they haven't been able to do it as yet. But no, ladies and gentlemen, please, we are not a fucking democracy, all right? Democracy equals mob rule, okay? If you want an example of that, you got a new bicycle and you're fixing to take off and go to work, and four or five, six people come up there and decide they want your bicycle, they can take it, right? That's democracy. Democracy is mob rule. We are a representative republic. And y'all seriously need to learn the difference between those two things. Because whenever I hear somebody call our country a democracy, it makes me cringe. All right? Am I wrong, Virgil?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But there's one thing that people don't realize, okay? We used to be a representative republic. Now we have the illusion. You know, David Copperfield couldn't pull off this illusion, brother. We have the illusion of being a representative republic. Okay? A representative republic does not issue mandates that people have to wear masks, get shots, get kicked out of the military because they didn't have shots, lose their jobs because they didn't get a poison shot. They don't regulate how businesses can run. You know, this affirmative action, oh my God, this affirmative action ruling. Even Obama took Mancella's dick out of his mouth, and he started playing a race card, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened to the civil rights movement when Dr. King got up and said, you know, we are striving for the day when a person is judged not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. Okay. Is that applicable to affirmative action?
Right.
You see?
And here's the other thing people don't get, Virgil. Mandates are not laws. Federally, yes. But to us, no.
Well, the thing is, Joseph, okay, basically what we have here. Now, tell me if I'm wrong about this. Call me a liar, call me crazy, call me stupid or whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to put it to you like this in layman's terms that everybody can understand. What we have here is a regime. It's not an administration. It's a regime. And they're telling the American people, after these briberies and cocaine and this email and these shell companies and all of this money changing hands and everything else, from these foreign governments, you know, do as we say, not as we do.
Well, you know, Bernie, and you know, We've covered that before with the weaponized FBI, the DOJ, and all these other DHS and all that kind of stuff, man. You know, it's banana republic. But what the new rules are, the laws they pass are just for us peasants and workers, Joe. It does not apply to them. They are all above the law. They should be able to rob, rape, and steal at will. And that is exactly what Virgil said earlier, is exactly what goes on in these banana republics, stuff like that.
Exactly, brother. You couldn't have said it better. You know, and what makes me sick, you know, you're a country boy. You've been on a ranch before, Russell. You know this to be true. A green broke horse, if you don't discipline that horse well, a green broke horse will do anything you let it do. Okay? It will throw a rider off the saddle. It will go into a spin. It will act a fool. You have to control it. Well, this is the same thing as a green broke horse. And what makes me sick is that 70 million Americans in charge of 300 million firearms are letting these cocksuckers in fucking Washington tell them what to do. It's not supposed to be that way, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you're violent, you're military, you're a domestic terrorist, bird. You know, you need to be locked up and everything else. No, I am a realist. I live in the real world. I do not need Prozac. I do not need Ritalin. I do not need a safe space. I am like Russell. All I need is my whiskey and cigars and my steak. That's it. Okay?
If I want to go
into a place and say, okay, yeah, I want the chili cheese fries and that greasy ass cheeseburger, and bring me an order of onion rings with it. You know, if I want high cholesterol, give me high cholesterol. If I want a 99-cent heart attack, fuck it, that's me. You know, I make my freedom a choice. You know, if I want to put premium in my fucking pickup truck, goddammit, I'm gonna put premium in the motherfucker. I'm the one paying for it. You know,
exactly.
Don't tell me, you know, this motherfucking bullshit. I'm going through this motherfucking bullshit now. I just paid $550 for a fucking piece of paper that says I can run on a highway, but I have to pay taxes that I already paid on a highway that's already built, but I got to pay for it because I drive an 18-wheeler. And now I've got to go pay another $1,300 to get all of this fucking bullshit just to get a fucking license plate. A piece of metal painted up, pressed by convicts in Louisiana State Penitentiary to put on the front of my fucking truck to run down a highway that I already own.
And you're actually right, Virgil. And you see what the problem is, at least what I think it is, and I'm going to go back over some things I've been saying for a while. But the problem is the American people have been so cowed down. Okay, let me tell you something, man. Every regulation that the EPA has passed, every regulation which ATF has passed, or any of these other fucking agencies, okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. You need to understand, well, the only people who can pass laws constitutionally is the motherfucking Congress. Okay, and you go, well, that law, their regulation, break one of those motherfuckers and see what happens to you. All right, that is all constitutional. And now the Supreme Court has ruled decades ago that any law that is repugnant to the Constitution, we have no duty to obey. But people have been so pissed out and became so afraid of the United States government. Let me tell you, people, you know what fear your government is? That is the purest form of tyranny that exists. All right? At some point, you're going to have to put on your big boy britches and say enough. Okay? And don't misunderstand me. I'm not advocating violence here. But damn it, we're going to have to do what we're going to take, because you got to understand. understand, these people will not stop. And I promise you, the fucking Republicans ain't going to change anything. And if you don't believe that, look what just happened in the House of Representatives on the debt bill. That is the McCarthy-Biden fund all this stupid shit bill. Now, you had Representative Jones and a bunch of them come out there and go, well, you know, we're going to get him, and he's changed his way, and we're going to hold him accountable. Did they? No. Have you heard of fucking
birds? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Thank you.
You are dead on this. Absolutely not. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you have two choices in this country. George Carlin said this on stage when he was doing his comic act. You have two choices left in America. 31 flavors in Burger King, and they're trying to take that away. All of this other shit, it's an illusion. These people are put there as an illusion to make you believe that you have freedom of choice. You have no freedom of choice. Your freedom of choice is extended to what the military-industrial complex gives you. And the CIA controls the military-industrial complex. They have their puppet in office. They are through making mistakes. They made the mistake. They put all their eggs in one basket with Hillary Clinton. All right, the media. We're going to name call. We're going to riot. We're going to name call this, that, and the other, and Hillary's going to get put in. Well, that backfired on them. Well, they couldn't risk another backfire. So what do? They come up with the Kung Flu, okay? And they get all these hospitals to doctor all these medical records to say that heart attacks, heart disease, diabetic comas, cancers, and everything else are COVID deaths. They put it down as COVID. Cause of death, COVID. COVID, 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 COVID.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. And you hear us talk about these, I don't know, you can call them what you want. I call them evil corporations and stuff. But what you really need to know and understand, whether it's Big Pharma, the guys who produce the military-industrial complex, the food chain, the stores, everything that is produced, sold here in America, all these companies have to have financing, okay? And you need to know the name of two companies, all right? One is called BlackRock, and the other one is called Vanguard. Now, between these two companies, they manage damn near a third of the world's wealth, okay? They manage $40 trillion in assets, and now they straight out own controlling interest, $15 trillion worth, okay? And they had just had the CEO of Blackstone come out and say, you have to force behavior change. Okay? So me and Virgil got a company over here, all right? And we're producing hot dogs with a hole in the middle of them so that lettuce, bacon, tomato group can suck their beer through a wiener, okay? All right, so we're coming over there, and this takes off, man, and we're making a little bit of money and stuff like that. So we need to expand our money. So we go to the bank, and the bank goes, well, you really need to be more of this. You know, beside your weenie straws, you guys need to be making tuck-away swimsuits for little boys and girls. And we go, well, I don't know if we want to do that or not. Well, they go, well, you want your financing? And that's how this whole thing works. You have two companies damn near controlling every major corporation in America. I mean, Microsoft.
Let him finish, Joseph.
Elon Musk, Tesla. They own controlling interest in all that shit. So, while these companies are back, these two companies are the ones that are making these changes. And let me tell you, they're not looking out for anybody but themselves. We're talking about pure, unadulterated greed, and the best thing that could happen to them would be a one-world government where they could run the whole world. And don't think they don't have the asset to do it, because financially, there's not a country in the world that can touch these motherfuckers. Am I wrong, Virgil?
Oh no, oh no. And if you want, if you want to put vision to what Russell is saying, you know, I refer to movies a lot. It wasn't the greatest movie in the world, but it was entertaining when we was young. Okay, and I'm pretty sure Russell remembers it. Was the last Flash Gordon movie?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, with the band Queen playing the black background music and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the planet of Mongol, Ming the Merciless ruled, okay? He ruled the whole planet, even though there were several hundred different beings on that planet, different races, different species, whatever you want to call them. But the way he kept them in control, he kept them fighting each other. He started wars between them, okay? Take a look at what's going on around the fucking world today. Take a look. Ukraine, Russia, the mercenary thing, the this, that, and the other, the China, the Taiwan thing, the all of that. And the whole time they're putting this over the news and making you go, oh, my God, I'm going to have to buy 16 million layer sunblock, you know, they're going to nuke us and everything. They ain't going to nuke a fucking thing. They ain't going to nuke a fucking thing. Why kill the golden goose? Why destroy? Okay? So you can get that out of your fucking head. Okay? You can get that out of your
thinking
head.
Thinking of that.
Okay?
Thinking of that, Virgil.
These people, it's like Russell said, they want total control. And if you think, you know, you go get these big companies, well, these big companies get financing, and why can't I get these? Let me tell you something. Money never changes hands. Only email changes hands. They push a little button, and it's either two buttons. It's either yes or no. And if you suck enough ass to these two companies, like Russell says, you get your money. Nothing changes hands. They just make orders. They just give you orders. You want this amount of widgets? Send this amount of widgets. They kiss our ass good. As long as they're around, we ain't going to ever have to worry about getting colon cancer. They suck our ass so good. Okay? And that's how it works. That's how it works. You know, if money changed hands, if money really changed hands with this, Joseph, where he lives, is a prime example. Freeport McMoRan. They own GM mines. They're taking out 1,400 pounds of gold every month out of that place. Where's it going? Where's it going? You know? Where is all of this going? It sure ain't going into the fucking roads in New Mexico, because I goddamn guarantee you. You drive that son of a bitch, if you ain't got a brand new set of shocks on your rig, you're going to have hemorrhoids hanging out of your ass like cauliflower.
And have you noticed, Virgil, the news backed off of it. They won't talk about it. They totally backed away from it.
Because the industrial military complex put the kibosh on it. They shut it down, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to tell everybody. The military industrial complex. President Eisenhower talked about it all the way up to now. It's called deep state now. They changed the name of it for political correctness. But the deep state, whenever they mention the deep state, it's the military industrial complex. That's who Biden works for. He's their puppet.
Mm-hmm.
He's their yes man. He's the front man. Okay? All they have to do is put a piece of paper in front of him and say, okay, Joe, just sign this, okay, sign this, and once he signs it, they give Hunter another 8-ball of cocaine, okay? That's the way it works.
Unfortunately, what Gert was saying is pretty accurate, man. I mean, we're breaking it way down in the legislative terms and stuff, but that's what it is, you know. And and you got somebody like Biden and Hunter there and stuff like that. You know, they love that because they are solely public. Because if Biden was to say, no, I ain't doing that, but so we know the CIA would send him a little personal email with about, I don't know, maybe five different little clips in there of Joe Biden showering with his daughter and Hunter Biden with the 10, 11-year-old girls and guys running around in lingerie and stuff. So, they get your way. Blackmail, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very big part, okay? And, I mean, that's nothing new. And let me tell you, the spooks are very good at this. They've been doing this for 40, 50 years, okay? They got this shit down to science, okay? But the problem is now, is they've been woke, for lack of a better word, and they can't even pull off a mission without it getting
right.
published what's coming on, that it's coming. So now I would imagine that nuke plant there in South Ukraine is pretty safe because everybody and their brother knows about it, including Putin, okay? You know, I mean, this could have... And like Virgil said, I don't worry about no kind of nuclear attack because the reason for that is very simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that they give a fuck about you or me or Virgil or that they give a fuck about anything this country is supposed to stand for. That's all infrastructure that they would have to replace, and that would cost them billions upon billions of dollars to do. So they're not going to lose anybody, okay? That's not going to happen, all right? So I agree with Virgil on that. You don't have to worry about that whatsoever. But what you do have to worry about, and something that none of the media is reporting on, the only one I saw do any coverage on it is who I get my news from, OAN, and they just ran one story on it, and I haven't heard anything else out of even them. If you have to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, all these troops that have been deployed to major cities, Constantine Wire, microwave crowd control, nobody's talking about this? Nobody's reporting this on this? And we know it's there. It's been confirmed to three or four different. I've had people, eyes on the ground, say they're there, but nobody's reporting it. So what are they preparing for?
I was thinking
the same thing. I was going to say, Russell, I was going to ask you. I mean, even Russia and Ukraine, they're quiet about that. What's going on? You haven't heard nothing in 3 weeks.
Well, the reason I think the reason you're not hearing anything on Ukraine and Russia is that Ukraine is getting their ass handed to them on a platter. And, I mean, these are, what are we up to, $250 billion or so now gone to Ukraine and arms and stuff. And last I heard, the spring offensive or summer offensive, whatever you want to call it, has been a fucking disaster. The Russians passes to them on a platter. But the disturbing part of this is, what are these weapons that were sent to Ukraine to fight the evil Russians doing, ending up in the hands of the cartel in Mexico? Somebody like to explain that connection to me. I mean, you know, come on. So whatever's coming, they're going to fix and pull something. It's got to be they're fixing to pull something here in the U.S. I don't know. They're planning to crash the dollar. I don't really see them doing that. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a probability. It couldn't happen. But the loss of money to BlackRock and Vanguard and Vanguard. So they've got to have something else planned, and I'm not sure exactly where it is, but they will not use nuclear weapons. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if China crossed the borders or something like that, you know, something, I don't know, maybe out of the Wolverine, like that, because right now our country is full of Venezuelan soldiers, especially here in the area of Texas I live in. You can't help but spot them. And they've walked across the border, and they're just sitting there. They're waiting on orders, okay? So I don't know what's coming. I'm not going to profess to even act like I know what it is, because there's so many variables at this point. There's absolutely really no telling what they're going to pull. But they got to pull something before for the next week. And I want to say one more thing. I want to say one more thing real quick. Joe Biden got up there, and there's an illegal alien in Ohio that raped a 10-year-old girl multiple times. Became pregnant. And Joe Biden was enraged because she had to leave Ohio and go to Indiana to get an abortion. Okay? Now, he didn't say a word about the illegal alien. So, you know what, Joe? That illegal alien wasn't here in the country illegally. She wouldn't have been raped, and she wouldn't have needed an abortion. So, thank you very much, Joe Biden. Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, the thing is, okay, now people need to think about what Russell just said. Okay? We have illegals coming across the border, which are being helped across the border. We have undercover troops within our borders of the United States. The next time they talk about this nuclear shit, you tell them to suck your dick till it bleeds in the nuts too, okay? Because this, you don't deploy nuclear weapons to kill your own troops, and you don't deploy nuclear weapons to irradiate the farmland that you stole to grow food, to ship all over the place so you can control everybody, okay? It's pure de-stupidity, and these people are not stupid. They're not stupid. They put stupid people in office. They put stupid people in position of leadership and authority, and they limit that authority by controlling them, and in turn, they control you. Okay, it's a very simple game. The mob has been doing it for years. The mob has been doing it for years. I mean, you watch these movies: Casino, The Godfather, Scarface, the white guy, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white guy, shaking hands with Tony Montana. Or this is Mr. So and So from Washington. What the fuck is he doing having a meeting with the fucking drug cartels from South America? And this goes on every fucking day, ladies and gentlemen. This goes on right under your nose. And even if it's reported on the news, what are you going to scream about? Oh, we need to have a congressional hearing. We need to have a town hall meeting. We need to do this. We need to do that. Every one of them motherfuckers that gets up behind that microphone and swears before the Lord Jesus Christ that he's going to tell the truth, Biden has got his pardon papers right there on his desk in case somebody screams perjury. Okay?
Right.
It's a rigged system. It's a rigged system. They sit you down and they ask you to play poker and then hand you a fixed deck and then tell you, oh, you poor thing, you can't win. You just have bad luck. You know? Quit being fucking stupid, people. Quit being fucking stupid.
Okay, and yes, sir, and your social media and stuff like this. Now, a federal judge has just issued a ban on the Biden administration and social media companies from censoring online information. The UN has rolled out AI-powered tools to fight misinformation. So this has turned into not just the UA, but a worldwide thing to cover up any truth coming out, okay? This federal judge caught what the Biden administration was doing in almost dystopian scenario, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this AI thing, I know you go, oh, man, I can cheat on this, I can cheat on that, I can have this, I can have that, da-da-da-da. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. They've already had instances on these chatbot things. I don't even know what that is. I ain't never used one. But they've already had the AI go off and threaten users and stuff like that. So they have no control over this. And I'm telling you, man, this could very easily turn into, for lack of a better example, Terminator thing. I mean,
well, Russell, bottom line, you know, everybody says, you know, people like me, you know, someone like me, they say, oh, well, we're going to need to go to Washington, and we need to drag them out and string them up down the street. No, Washington is not your target. Your target is further north in New York. You need to go to that UN building, shut every drop of water off to that motherfucker, set it on fire, and whoever comes running out, shoot them motherfuckers dead as fried chicken. Once you get them motherfuckers out of the United States, then you will see a change in this country like you would not believe, because that is the biggest conglomerate of bums, beggars, and pedophiles in the world. Ever since we got involved in that fucking monstrosity, that obscenity, this country has been in a tailspin all the way down, and it's not going to stop until we reach the bottom pit of fucking hell.
Okay. Well, I don't see the thing is, the UN, I mean, you know, eliminating it in New York ain't going to change anything. The UN is worldwide, and I think, ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing on the media about a lot of the massive riots that are going on throughout the world. People are absolutely fed up with this shit. The thing has to be dissolved and done away with. Because you know what? The UN can't survive without funding, okay? And unfortunately, we've been the biggest funders of this thing. We've been funding the people that hate us, okay? That's how stupid these people in our, and I'm not saying our government is stupid. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Our forefathers came up with the most, I mean, you would almost have to call it divine intervention. They came up with the best way of self-ruling ever established by any country anywhere, and that's called our Constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, if we lived by that, we wouldn't have any problems. But if we lived by that, we wouldn't have DEA, we wouldn't have the national teachers thing, education, we wouldn't have the EPA or anything like that. And the law would be passed by Congress as they're supposed to be. And when they pass the bullshit law, they would be held responsible, and they would be kicked out by us, the American people, at the next election. So that's why they passed off this authority. That's why they passed off this authority to all the unconstitutional and illegal agencies. Okay, and that's the short and curly of it.
Yes, Russell. But here's the thing. Everything that the United States Congress wants to do, okay, let's check with Big Brother at the UN. You know, we have to go by their rules of engagement. We have to use certain types of weapons and certain type of ways to win a war. We have to look like the good guys in this. You know, we can't do this like we used to do in World War II. you know, we have to string things along so that the military-industrial complex, you know, Michelin wants to make tires for Humvees. We got to keep them making tires. Hughes Aircraft Corporation wants to make helicopters. Well, we got to keep those helicopters up and let them shoot, get shot down, you know. And, you know, we've got all these surplus rifles, Colt Firearms Company and Springfield and this, that, and the other. Well, we've got to hand these weapons out. We've got to create a shortage of this, that, and the other. And Chrysler, you know, we got to get those Abrams tanks going and this, that, and the other. And we've got to sell our anti-tank technology, you know, to a country, to the Ukraine that's going to ship it, that has people that's shipping it over to Iran, Iraq, and they're making new weapons and then bringing them back and then improving them and using them against our tanks and our troops. You know, we've got to keep this machine going. We've got to keep this money flowing. You know, Virgil,
you know as well as I do that because of NATO and the UN, that the last war we actually won was World War II. All right, and that's because the general still ran the war, and we killed our enemy and kept killing them and kept killing them until they begged for the killing to stop. And I've said this before: there is no such thing as a negotiated peace. Okay, if they do not surrender, you do not have victory. Okay, and let me tell you something else. ISIS and the Taliban, now that they've taken Afghanistan back over, has outlawed the growing and exporting of poppy. All right? So let me tell you something. Here in the very near future, we will be going back to Afghanistan because Big Pharma, a.k.a. BlackRock Vanguard, are going to throw a fit. There's not enough poppy to keep people addicted and that kind of stuff. And the heroin trade stopped and all that. So the Taliban and ISIS done stepped on their dicks again. And mark my word, it ain't going to be long. They will either go in there and pay the Taliban and ISIS off, or we will be going back there for whatever made-up reason they want to call this time, okay? Mark my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not bullshitting you one bit.
Okay, the first Gulf War, Russell, the first Gulf War. And if you don't believe Russell, what's Russell saying, go back to the first Gulf War, okay? All right, we sent all these troops in. They come on the highway of death, everything else. We ran Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. General Storm and Norman got to the border. Bush 43. Do you want us to cross over into Iraq? No. The UN mandate said run them out of Kuwait. That's it. That's what we're going to do. Okay? That's what we did. Anybody want to finish that story? Okay, Bush 41, when Bush 42 got in office. Okay,
no,
it started all.
43, you're right.
What? Yeah, 43. Okay, I'm a little tired right now.
9/11.
He started all over again about the weapons of mass destruction, blah, 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 through General Secretary Colin Powell. They threw him up.
Yep, we lost him. Hopefully he calls back. We got just a few minutes left. But, yeah, I mean, he's right. I mean, look at 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people don't want to see that in I just posted a thing today, all right? They were talking to some of the astronauts that are still living, right, that supposedly walked on the moon, okay? And he went up he went up to him. It was at some kind of photo op thing they were doing for NASA, of course, and the Mars mission and all this. And this guy walked up to him. He goes, "Will you put your hand on the Bible and swear that you walked on the moon?" And neither one of the two guys, and I don't remember which two were there, I'd have to pull a story back up, but neither one of them would put their hand on the Bible and swear before God that they walked on the moon.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. I saw a video of that, yep.
Yeah, I saw it too, Russell. I saw it too.
Yep.
And but what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this second Gulf War and everything else, you know, I mean, look at the money that Halliburton and all these other companies made and these companies that Russell, you know, and how long this went on in Afghanistan and everything else, you know. I mean, just look at this. And...
Well,
let's add all this up.
Did we lose him again?
Yep, we lost him again. Yep,
okay,
lost him again.
Carry on what Kurt was saying. He is exactly right. And Gulf War II or the Iraq War, Afghan, those were cut. I don't know exactly where Virgil was going, but those were carbon copies of Vietnam, okay? You can only go this far. You can only do this. And they drug that shit out for 20 fucking years. And all the industrial military complex, all those companies, Halliburton, Boeing, Colt, yada, yada, yada. All those people made billions upon billions of dollars, and young Americans died. There was no victory in any of those four wars we just talked about. Vietnam, the first Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan. There was no victory, ladies and gentlemen. There was no victory.
Russell, the point I'm trying to make is this. If Hollywood can come up and make you believe that a movie on TV that a bunch of blue people or on a planet, and a bunch of Marines flew over there, and they're trying to kill and run off all these people for a mineral that is on this planet. The name of the movie was Avatar, and they can make that so realistic looking. How hard do you think that it would be to take a over 6 foot human being, put a long beard on him and some raggedy clothes, give him an AK-47, and put him in a cave and film him, and not being able to understand a word he's saying because the reporters are talking over him? Well, here's a video just released by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda of Osama bin Laden and blah, 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 blah. And he's talking and talking, but you can't hear what he's saying to translate it. You have to go by, well, the CIA and intelligence people have translated, and he's saying death to America and buy Bud Light and all of this shit. You know, you have to go by what they're telling you. You know, how hard would it be? How many that could have been filmed in Carlsbad Cavern in New Mexico, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out in West Texas. You think the Saudi Arabia's the only place out in Texas? Go to Midland. I mean, the desert. Go to Midland, Texas. You swear you didn't get another domain or another planet.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. Well, guys, it's that time. Do you want to come back on tomorrow, or do you want to come back on Monday?
I'm up for tomorrow. Virgil, you up for the show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm up for tomorrow if I'm not in jail for choking a bitch at motor vehicles.
Well, hey, Virgil, don't do that, brother, not because they probably don't serve it or anything. Just remember, they don't serve... they don't serve good alcohol in prison.
Well, I know, but I think what I'm going to do, if I have any problems, I think I'm just going to jump up and scream and tear all my clothes off and say they're going to kill us all and run outside motor vehicles and start eating grass. You know, that way I'll get a psycho check and I won't have to worry about driving a fucking truck no more.
Just
tell me, identify as a cat.
Either that, you can go to the store, get you some of that real dark spray-on tan, and rough your beard up a little bit, wrap your turban around your head, and act like you don't speak the lingo and stuff, and they'll just march you right through.
Well,
there, brother.
I'm getting ready for that. I'm getting ready for that. I'm calling my bank every day and pressing 2 so I can learn how to speak Spanish.
Well, guys, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll be back tomorrow. But, you know, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Russell.
Yeah.
You saw that picture I posted with my grandson with my M14?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
Yeah, now he wants me to buy him one.
Well,
I can't wait for losing.
Tell him when he gets to where he can put that thing on his shoulder and hit a steel target at 100 yards, you'll buy him one.
He wanted to shoot it off the front porch today.
Uh-oh. Gotta watch that.
Good night, America. Virgil, good night, brother. Joseph, good night, brother. America, you better get off your ass and do something. This is good.
Yep.
I'm out.
All right. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Be careful. Good night, everybody.